looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, the 1st of January, we're still in that mode where we're looking at the year that was, the year that will be, in a variety of ways. Today, we've already looked at how the housing market's going to go. What about the world by the stars? Joining us is one of Australia's leading astrologers, Milton Black. How are you, Milton?
Very well, Warren, and yourself?
Yeah, good to chat with you again. Now, we're particularly going to have a look at the world of politics, or world affairs would be a better way to put it, and Australian affairs. Just how do you see 2018 turning out?
Well, this is going to be a good year for a change. The reason being, astrologically speaking, there's 5 eclipses, 3 solar, 2 lunar eclipses. This has a great effect on the global political scene. Also, there's some major planetary changes which haven't happened for a long time. Firstly, we have Jupiter at the moment, which is a very fortunate planet, which is moving through Scorpio for the first time in 12 years. Secondly, we have Saturn, which is the planet of limitation and stability, which is going into Capricorn now, hasn't been there for 29 years, and it spends the next 2.5 years in Capricorn. But the big one is going to be on the 16th of May next year, where Uranus, which is the planet of sudden, total, unexpected change, is going to move into Taurus for the next 8-year period.
Right.
This is going to have a great effect on global politics, the economy, and how we actually live over this next 8-year period. But overall, I do feel that this is going to be a very adventurous, progressive, and secure period that we're going into for 2018. There is not a lot of adverse planetary aspects, even those eclipses are going to be fairly favourable eclipses, meaning that they will push things more in the plus rather than the minus. And the big term is going to be money, money, and more money. That's what it's going to be. Now, I'm happy to say that the economy, the Australian economy, looks very good. We'll see our exports go up. Farmers are going to have a great year, especially in cattle prices, food prices, produce generally. And we're also going to see industries making their mark. Now, it's quite good because the taxation that Turnbull's bringing in is going to work. It's certainly going to work. So we're going to have better taxation, and here's one for the workers. I'm predicting a wage rise, a general wage rise for workers in 2018, and that's going to put the government on side. We haven't had a decent wage rise for some time. Now, I do feel that Jupiter is going to bring a lot of changes in the banking system. It's going to bring a lot of changes also through the United Nations. They're going to get a horribly big shake-up in this next 12-month period and over the next 2 years. But political leaders, government policies, global stock markets are going to be very, very favoured. Gold prices, while gold will stick pretty well at the moment, we may see it go down around about May, June, but at this stage, looking fairly good. Banking currencies and interest rates, insurances, trade, technology, utilities, the prices of utilities are still going to be high. We're going to pay big prices for electricity and oil and those sort of things in Australia. But there is going to be a turnaround, possibly more into next year, 2019, rather than this year. But the economy looks good.
There we go. Now, obviously, when you talk about that, you think it's going to be a peaceful year internationally, which we all welcome that. How can you not? Very big personalities, as there usually is amongst world leaders. So when you look at that world stage, how does Donald Trump feature?
Well, look, people are thumping Trump, virtually thumping him, but he has an excellent horoscope. And the Democrats still can't believe that Trump won the election. And this is the whole problem here. But Donald Trump is not going to be impeached, so you can get that out of your mind completely. His chart is looking tough. In 2018, he's going to get those promises through. He'll even start building the wall between Mexico and the United States. But I can see him going through a very, very busy period between that cycle of May to August of this year. And consequently, Mars is going to fire some big Volvos into his his horoscope with Uranus there, and you watch the economy boom in the United States. Looks taxation is going down, the economy is going up, fuel prices are down, and I do feel the United States is going to be a big leader in the marketplace with stocks and shares, etc., which will come back to Australia too over this period. So Trump is looking excellent for 2018.
What about Kim Jong-un?
Now, look, don't worry too much. Look, everyone's getting paranoid about Kim Jong-un. He's a Capricorn. I've got his chart here too. He's got Pluto crossing his sun. He's also got Saturn in the next 2 years crossing his sun as well. Now, this guy, he's not going to take on the United States. He's all talk. This is what it is. He's all talk. He doesn't want to lose his dictatorship because that will take his face away for the North Korean people. Now, there are a lot of North Korean people, according to his horoscope, that would like to see a more peaceful negotiation with other countries, including the United States. This will occur, but it's going to take about 2 or 3 years for it to happen. But as far as a third world war is concerned in 2018, forget it. There's no third world war this year. There's not going to be any missiles flying into America this year. And Japan is safe. And I do feel that Kim Jong-un is going to be all talk, throw a few missiles up in the air. He'll do a few experiments here and there. But there's no big action.
Okay.
So I do not see a fight there.
And you did mention briefly about Malcolm Turnbull. How does he astrologically feature or fare for 2018?
Well, strange as it may seem, that Turnbull is low in the polls. His polls will turn possibly, I would say, from about May, June onwards of this year. Now, look, Abbott and Turnbull have this crunch situation. Turnbull is not a good leader. He's a Libran cusp Scorpio, not a good leader. He doesn't have that strength like Abbott has. Abbott is a very strong, tough person. And love him or hate him, Abbott has the abilities to put Australia on the map, but he won't. And the reason for this is his horoscope is the same as last year. It's difficult. He will not have the numbers to overthrow Turnbull. There will be no clash between Abbott and Turnbull as far as leadership goes in 2018. And Turnbull will continue as leader. Now, there's other people saying, OK, Julie is going to sort of step in and throw a hat in the ring. Mm. Well, forget about Julie. She's not going to be the leader either. And as a matter of fact, she has the biggest inferiority complex I've ever seen in a politician. And she's very secretive and very emotional, but puts up a beautiful front. So she's a good camera girl and a good foreign minister, but she's certainly not a leader. And I do feel that Turnbull, and my prediction will be, he will get through this period. Nobody's going to take his leadership away. He will take the coalition party into the election, not in 2018, even though there will be talk about an election between May and August of this year. But I feel he'll go into 2019 and he will win the election in 2019 because on Shorten's horoscope, he has Uranus in Taurus. He's going to go through a real tough time between May onwards, and I cannot see Bill Shorten as the next Labor Prime Minister.
Okay, well, there you go. There's the predictions. That'll put the cat amongst the pigeons in many people's minds, Milton. But we'll leave it there. The website, if you want to get hold of Milton or know about what he has to offer, miltonblack.com.au. Good on you, Milton.
Good, and have a happy new year, Warren.
And you as well. There's Astrologist, the 2018 by the stars, according to Milton Black.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.